So then the Parshas Boy, at the end of Parshas Boy, by Mafti it says, V'hoya ki yishal cho bincho mocher, leimo mazois. V'marta eilov, v'choyzek yod hoitzion, it's one of the shailas of the Arba Bonim. In the Haggadah, it's the Rashi brings, it's the Sheila Satam. The Sheila Satam. Keneged Arba Bonim Dibretor, it's a Sheila Satam. The Goyin and the Haggadah says that the Tam is a Tzaddik. It's a Chochom, Rosha, Tam ve'en Yodei Lisho. The Tam is a Tzaddik. It's not a Chochom, it's two different things. A Chochom and a Tzaddik, it's two totally different things. No Kesher. Chochom and a Tzaddik. But Akabon Rashi lent Andrish. Rashi says that Zet Tinoi Tipish. It's a machloikis. But Akoponim Rashi learned he's a mazois. Akoponim, what's the shailo? What's he asking mazois? What's the shailo? V'hoya ki yishal cho bincho. So, what is he asking? What is he asking mazois? So Andrew Lernen is going on the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah that they went at Stave, the Doiris. Some Rishonim learn it's not going on that. It's going on the mitzvah and Bechor. Bechor Odom, Bechor Behemo, that's in this parsha, right earlier. Kol Peter, Chamot Tifte, Bechor Odom Tifte, but I call upon him in the Sforno and another Rishon, you'll know. It's a specific question, Legabe Pidyon Peter Chamor. That is the Shaila. The Shaila of Mazois, it's not on the Matzah Efashteit, the Mor Efashteit, Pesach Efashteit, the Chor Efashteit. Alzi understands. One thing, one Shaila, he doesn't have. Pidyon Peter Chamor is the Shaila. What's the Shaila? That Chamor is a Behemoth Tmeya. It's a Behemoth Tmeya. How could it be that you have to make a Pidyon on a Chamor? Has Kedusha. How could that be? That is the Kasha. It's a Behemoth Tmeya. Since when does a behemoth pay a cut? So he's not such a tippish. Tippish, you guys have to realize that tippish, when Chazal say tippish, if the tippish is in the Haggadah, it's also something. It's also something. We think it's a madrega. It's a madrega that you should have the shayla as a tippish. Someone wants to ask the shayla in the shikloli by Baruch Motcha, the middle of the shikloli. And he looked at him and he said, that shayla, it's not even a shtus. It's such a bad shayla. He says, it's not even a shtus. And he just went right to totally ignored it. 5 minutes later, someone else asks a question. He says, oh, we're getting somewhere. That's already a shtus. It's a madrega. No, it's a barakoponim. You see, the shaylas are tippish. The Rashi's magdi is a tip, barakoponim. The shaylas, everything he understands. But how could it be that by chamor is a behemoth tmeya? Not only is a behemoth tmeya, chamor is the mushel of the most megushim dika behema, lack of seichel, is chamor. Ki am hadoime lechamor. And the goyim, the mitzriim, the lowliest behema is always the chamor. And the reason why it's the lowly, it's because it's the behema that has no seichel. Chazal has absolutely no seichel. It just does. No thinking. That's why, by the way, you have stories in the Gemara, Gemara and Tomid, when they had to walk in very dark places. Right, Alexandria Moiton. He went into the Hari Choshech. When he went to the Medinas over there, if anyone knows the stories, we'll talk about it at a different time. There are certain places called Hari Choshech where there's no light, you have to walk through. So he was afraid he'll get lost. So he tied ropes to go along the way, but he used donkeys to lead him. Donkeys, nothing else. And the reason is because any behemoth with a little bit of seichel can't walk in pitch black. You can't walk in pitch black. You trip over things. You bump into things. A chamor has no problem. What's the difference? Light, dark. That's a chamor. Akoponim. So it's a lowly behemoth. Tameya has a lot of milas. Chas v'shem has a lot of milas. Chamor. So that's how they carry the heaviest loads. Load them up, no problem. It's all the same. How could it be that Kedusha is chal on a chamor? That was his question. Mazoi says, I learned the Sforno. Interesting. What's the answer? So the answer is, we tell him because Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, you have to fit it into the Pasuk. We say, yeah, if you get a kasha good, you look at the teret and see if it answers. And what do we say? V'hoye ki yishal chobin chomocha leimo mazois, amarte elof, v'choy zek yod, hoy tziyonu Hashem mi Mitzrayim, mi beis avodim. No. Has answered the question. Has answered the question. Ki v'choy zek yod tziyonu. So it's mashma from the Rishonim. This one of the pshat is because v'choy zek yod means it was with such a chozik, it was quick. Klal Yisrael ran out. It was b'chi pozno. So they didn't have time to take agolos. They couldn't take wagons. And they had baggage, belongings, and they had the kesef hazov from Vayashilum. So they loaded it all up on donkeys, like the Gemara says. That's in the Gemara. B'choris asks, why is it only a chamor, no other behemoth meya? It says, because the chamorim helped out Klal Yisrael. They were mesayeh Klal Yisrael b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim to carry. It says, loy hoye echot shaloy hoye loy. How many? Tishim chamoyim? I think Rashi says, Rashi brings more. Shesiu es Yisrael b'yitziyosan mi Mitzrayim. She'ein lecho echot mi Yisrael shaloy notal harbe chamoyim tu'unin mikaspom u'mizovom shel Mitzrayim. Rashi says harbe, the Gemara says a number, it's I think 90. 90 chamoyim. But Akoponim, that's the answer. So what's the answer? The answer is no matter how tummy you are, but if you're mechaber to a dovah shebekdusha, you will automatically become kodesh. So when you mesayeya someone, Klal Yisrael was kodesh. Shem was mekadesh them. They had a gilu shechina. They were getting out of Mitzrayim. So if you schlep the luggage, you see a Talmud Chochem walking in the street, and you run over to help him with his bags. So you'll get kedusha. Okay, you'll get kedusha. That's what this Yisoid is. Even if you're not there, you're a chamor. It doesn't matter what type of behemoth. The Gezeres HaKos was on the chamor, no matter where. But if you're mechaber to Kedusha, like the Shemus of Hashem, Nitfa Lefonov, Nitfa La'acharov, there's an Isra Mechiko. You become Kodosh. You're a Nitfal and you become Kodosh. So that is the answer to this B'chor Tam, to this the Ben HaTam. And the answer is very apropos because Chelik of his, he's a Tam, he's a Tipish. How is he going to be the big Talmud Chochem Klal Yisrael? So the answer is he won't. He won't. So, but there's other things you can do. There's other things you can do. You can clean up the Sforim in the Beis Medrash. You can set up the Shtenders. You can serve lunch. Kol HaMahana Talmud Chochem, it's not just the Maile Shebekan. You get Kedusha, your Kodesh. B'derech Agav, there was once a story I saw. Years ago in Yerushalayim, there was a mitzvah pidyon petach hamor. Every so often. Anyone ever was there? They have a petach hamor. And sometimes, if they know what they're doing, they'll even sell you a chelik of the seh. I once went to a pidyon petach hamor, and they were selling a chelik in the seh. There was a whole, like, a 15-page pamphlet, different rabbonim, if it works, and which shittas it works. I didn't have time to read the whole thing. But they were charging, like, 200 shekel for a little chelik of the seh. And lefi some shittas, lefi many shittas, they timed it that it's a seh of shutfin. Somehow they worked it out that you could be mekayim. So I did it. They convinced me. I don't know. They convinced me. I took the gamble. I spent 200 shekel on less. Yeah, you never spent that. So on a raffle, on a lot of people spend. So this is a tzad. That anyway. What? Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right. I didn't do it out. I did not do it out. Sofik the rice lechum because I knew the marim shif, bo metziyah daf ovam beis, and I don't wear tcheles. So I was aware that, but Afal Pikin, I didn't do it out that. I did it out. Maybe I'll be zoich in a mitzvah, not out sok the rice l'chumra. That's the possibility. Maybe. Imagine that. I could be like on a high. Mekayim mitzvahs pidyon petach hamor. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have? It's like So anyway, so there was once in a maimid in Yerushalayim, they once had a maimid of a mitzvah's pidyon petach hamor, and Rav Kook was there, Rav Yerushalayim, and he got up and he spoke. And he said that zetmin, that the chamor, even though it was a behemoth tmeya, but since it was Messiah, Klal Yisrael with the geula, they were helping out in the geula, so they're automatically kaddosh, even though it's a chamor. We're not talking about the frumi yidin, the talmidei chachomim, we're talking about the chamorim, but they were Messiah in the geula of Klal Yisrael, and they have kedusha. That was his drosha, and all the ramazim were meant to be understood in Rav Kook's drosha. So what happened to me, Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was there. So he wasn't asked, but he got up afterward to speak. He said, I have to be mamshich, because Rav Kook did not finish his drosha. And he said, he's right. Even a chamor gets kedusha when it's Messiah Klal Yisrael. However, if you look at the parsha, the chamor cannot stay with his kedusha. He has two choices. Either to move on, to be poided on a seh, not to remain a chamor, poided on a seh, or the other tzad is va'raftoi. He gets his head chopped off, and that's it. So the tchilas hadover is right. The tchilas hadover is right. But mekenesh blai ben dor. Mekenesh blai, that's what the Rebbe is going to say. Okay, Rebbe, that's one nekuda. Another nekuda I want to mention is a shita mekubetes in Bava Kama. In a chayvel, tzadi gimel amad beis. Shita mekubetes, tzadi gimel amad beis. The Gemara there brings, it's in the sugin achoyvel. It's a whole omo, the daf in achoyvel. Minoha milsa de omri rabbonon. Sorry. Minoha milsi de omri inchi. Not rabbonon. There's certain sayings of people. And the Gemara says, what's the mocker? Minoha milsa de omri inchi. Chamro lemoro tivusa l'shakyo. Even though the balabayas owns the wine, but the one who serves it, the waiter, gets all the thanks and gratitude. That's where you get different sayings that people say. It seems from the Gemara that if there is a certain saying that people didn't say, there has to be a mocker. There can't be something that has no mocker in Chazal, that's nishrash into Klal Yisrael. So in this Omri Inchi, so one of the things the Gemara talks about is, bor de shosisa bay, you shouldn't throw rocks in a well that you anene from. Don't stuff it up. You anene from a well. It's a doimim. But you got water from it. Don't throw rocks in it. Don't throw rocks. And the Gemara brings Makoris. And some of the Makoris are from the Rishonim bring by the Eser Makas. We find that the first three Makas, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to do. Dam Tzvardei and Kinan was not Moshe Rabbeinu because he was nene min amayim. The mayim saved him. So it wasn't ro'i that the mayim should be nilka al yodoi. To hit the mayim, turn it into dam, tzvadeya, kinim. He had the offer helped him. So, even though it's a doimim, but that, you see, a certain hanhogo. If you were nene, so, the Shittim Gretz brings as follows. Interesting. He says, the Talmud, he brings down from the Rimagash, a Talmud of the Rimagash. He brings this Gemara in Achaitan, this Gemara in Achoyvel. Bira de shosis mine loisirmi be kolo. Pirish, bor she shosisa mimenu loisishlach boy even. Koloima loite zalzelbo, veloitigmoil oisoi ro. Acha shenenis mimenu. Kalva choymer on Odom. He says, anything you had at Tayeles, ein roi lasu shum maisa sheyovelo nezek. Kvarivio alze be gemora, misholem psukim meinin makas mitzrayim. V'siper Rabbeinu al Rabbi Harif. The Rimagash told the story from the Rif. There was a maisa with the Rif. She'ira loy im ish echod. The Rif used to go to a certain merchatz. But I said, the Chomim went into merchatz, right? Mihahu misusa. So the Rif used to go to a certain person's merchatz. Doesn't say if it was Erev Shabbos for the mikveh, or it was Thursday night, or after a hard week of talk for Koyin, he went to the Shvitz. Doesn't say. But he went to the Merchatz, he went to the... Bekitzer, he was chola. No, it does say, I'm sorry, it does say, there's a word miss. It says the riff, other people use the miracles, but the riff was chola. He got sick. It wasn't well. V'nichnas eitzel odom acher b'merchatz shehoyeloi b'beisoi. V'nenis meha merchatz. The riff used the merchatz because he was chola. Afterward, this person, he got better. And behem shechazman, this person lost all his money. And he had tremendous chayvus that he had to pay back. And he had to sell. He had to sell his nechosim. This chayv lost his mom and labali chayvus. Ad shehutzrach limkor hamerchatz. They put it up for sale. He had to sell the merchatz. So when you sell karka, bezdin has to sell. That's the way to do it. You start with bezdin. So they came to the bezdin of the rif. Va'omer Rabbeinu Yitzchok loy odoin v'loy oiro b'merchatz azeh. In my bezdin, I will not paskin on this merchatz loy b'mecher loy b'shuma v'loy b'shum dover amesiachid boy lefish and nehenesi mimenu. The Rif learned it up from this Gemara. Ichob ano gahat from this merchatz. I can't done with it. Loy b'shuma loy b'kol dover. And so the Rimagashi, after he brings down this story, he says, "Im hoyeze bedover hadoymim she'ein loy hagosho." The rift, it was a doymim, the merchat. He doesn't want to. Azam mida. So kal v'choyma by people, but it's interesting that the rift, you see this hanhoga that the rift had hanof in the merchat. What's the pshat? He was being masik the merchat? Why did the rift want to done with it? Well, I'm not sure pshat over here. He said, loy odin, loy b'mecher, loy b'shum, loy b'shum dover. They weren't destroying the merchats. The question was to sell it. It was switching bailus. The hakoras hatoiv, elamai, someone will say, because he had hakoras hatoiv to the bala merchats. But that's not what he says. It wasn't the bala merchats. It was the gufa merchats. What's the difference? What's the pshat? Where's there like a chesor and hakoras hatoiv by selling it? What do you say? Don't know. Maybe what?
Bribery.
What do you mean, bribery? Yeah, but it doesn't say that. I hear the pshat. I hear it. That's not what it says. It wasn't a chashash of shayre. He didn't want it done. I have a course of time. I was nena. I'm gonna. So it could be the etzim put you up on the stand, put the merchat up in bezdin as a. It's my merchat. Put it up, or he's saying the shuma. You have to make a shuma. What if he's off? What if I evaluate you at a little bit less than you're really worth? That's a bazillion. What if he's off in the shuma? So memela, that could also be. That could also be a pagam in the merchatz. Less than it's really worth. But maybe, Rabbi said, maybe it could be this is another teretz. That by Mitzahumi Susa. It says, Ahumi Susa. Hay oma didi, vahay oma didi, kom chad minayi va'akdesho. And it says, Porish minayu, Rav Kanani, Rabbi Shaya, Vekulu Rabbanon, they were Porish. They had the Shaila of Sotaisis and Menochas, yes, and Ein Aleph. What was the Shaila? Heg the Shova Mona Shechiloy al Shova Pruta, just be Mechalin. Be Mechalin on the Shova Pruta and use the Merchats. Taisis says, to other places, he says to Rutsim, Lefida Rimagash, there's a Mahalach. The Rabbanon, the Shaila was on the Rabbanon that they should do it. They were nene from the Merchatz. What, do you want to be Mechalin on a Shavah Pruta? That's a little bit of a bazillion to the Merchatz. You make a pidyon on a Shavah Mona and a Shavah Pruta. It works, but it has a Mahalach. Why they didn't want to be appointed to do the Maisa with, and read the book of Rav Gustman. That the Talmidim used to see watering plants outside his house in Shari Chesed. To water the plants, because when he was in the, he went through the Melchoma, and the Nazis really, he had a run from them. It was a famous statement. Rav Gustman once said that, he said, you cannot be mechabed me, and you cannot be mevazami. That's Rav Gustman. So imagine that. He said, it's not shaykh to give me kovod, and it's not shaykh to be mevazami. It's a healthy person, huh? He said, to give me kavod is not possible, because he had the biggest kavod that anyone on the planet could possibly get. He was the youngest dayan that Chaim Oizer appointed. And when there was a convention, and all the gedolim of Europe were there. And Rav Gussman, a younger man, walks in, and Rav Chaim Oizer stood up. And Rav Chaim Oizer stood up, the building stands up, the whole, they all stood up for Rav Gussman. He said, that's never going to happen again. There's no one in the world that can even give me that covered. He said, what, can he be covered? He said, you can't be mechabed me. He had the max. He said, mevazami, what the Nazis did to him, as he brings it down over there, he says, it's impossible for anyone to do to him what they did. So he had it all. But he used to go on walks with Reb Chaim Oizer, and Reb Chaim Oizer would tell him, Reb Chaim Oizer knew chochma, science also, and he would tell him certain plants. He says, you see that plant? He says, that plant has liquid, it has water in it. If you suck the leaves, you can get water from it. And other plants they can get, stam on the walks, this was way before the Melchama. And he didn't know why Reb Chaim Oizer was telling him that. But during the war, he had to hide in the forest. He was there for months and months in the forest, and that's how he survived. There's no food. Because the plants that Reb Chaim Oizer, he listened to the Shia. And the plants that Reb Chaim Oizer showed him years ago, which ones gives this nutrition, that water. So I called upon him in his house in Shari Chesed. The Talmidim used to see, he used to go out, he was watering the plants every so often. He would go around watering the plants with a hose. And he said, because he has a chorus atayif to the plants. He's alive because of the plants. So, it's an interesting nekuda of, being makdi toif to a doinem. It needs a pshat, but it's a riff. It's a riff, and it brings it down. A person can't be mezalzel in this week is Tu B'Shvat. Monday is Tu B'Shvat. So Tu B'Shvat is where's it negel halacha Tu B'Shvat? What's it negel? Is it negel halacha Tu B'Shvat? Someone who takes off maybe Chumas or Maisrus, it's Nagair. You have to know when the new year is. But what else is Nagair? Where's it brought in Shulchan Aruch? What's in Nagair? Shulchan. For us, it's Nagair that there's no Tachanun. There's no Tachanun on Tu B'Shvat, and there's no Tainis. There's no Tainis on Tu B'Shvat. Okay? For me, it was Nagair. For me, it was Nagair. If you get married on Tu B'Shvat, you don't have to fast. If you get married on Tu B'Shvat, you don't have to fast. So it's Nagair. There's no Tainis on Tu B'Shvat either. But that's basically, it has a bit of a Yom Tov, of course, it's Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonos. It's Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonos. But there's an Indian of the Mogen Avraham brings, there's an Indian to eat Paris. No, it's a Mogen Avraham. Indian to eat Paris, Yeshnoyagin, he says. Yeshnoyagin to eat Paris, Mvorchan La Paris. So what's the Indian? What's this? Like today it became like a little bit of a Yom Tov, maybe a little bit of a Yom Tov, eating Paris and whatever else, or Yom Simcha. To shtickle the Yom Tov, and to eat Paris. So I once saw a shmooze from the Mishleim Zalman that he says, he's one of the Sefer Yeshurin, he says the Yom Tov is to be makir toif to the Paris, to the trees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Brachas. It's interesting. There's a Mishnah Berurah is quoting a Yerushalmi. But he doesn't quote it quite the way it says. There's a Yerushalmi in Kiddushin, Seif Kiddushin. And the Yerushalmi says like this. Listen to these words. The Yerushalmi says, Osid Odom Litein Esadin L'kol Mashe Nosan Boyenov V'loinene Mimenu. Simply put, if you looked at something and it looked good and you didn't eat it, you are going to have to give din v'cheshbon on that. It's like if we didn't have enough things, we have to give din v'cheshbon on. Lots of love, you rabbi. It's like, here's another one. Like, come on. Here's another one. You sit down and you see some geshmak of fruits. Wow, that looks good. V'cheshbon, don't want to eat it, whatever reason. Lacham eva esrin, you're going to come up to Shemayim. The Abishim is going to say, what's going on? Why did you eat that? Why should I eat it? Why should I eat it? So like this. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Brachos in Reish Chof Hei, maybe Sifkot Mutes, he brings down that it's a mitzvah that all Peiros Chadoshim of that year, there's a mitzvah to be toyim. A person should take a taste it. A new fruit that came out, you go out and you get it and you eat it. And he says the inyan is laharois shechaviva aleinu briyasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that the bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choviv to us. That's what he says. I once saw there was someone who in Shlomo Zalman's house used to be in charge every Friday to go out to the shopping, go out to the shuk, buy fish, and his job was, one of the things it said, any new fruit that was not there before, you bring home. Doesn't matter what. If there's a new fruit that came out that week for the year, you bring home. That's what Shlomo Zalman wanted. But the Lashon HaMishnah Berurah is, he's watering down the Yerushalmi. Laharois, that it's choviv, the bria from the Yerushalmi, the bria of Hashem. From the Yerushalmi, it sounds like this. If your friend made it, let's say you go home, your mother made a nice soup when you come home, even if you don't want it, but you're going to taste it. Your mother made a nice soup. Your friend makes a good chunk, and you come back. You want to, your friend made the chunk. Somebody you know painted a picture, and he wants you to come and see it. It's not about you. It's about being mechabi the person. Abishta made a wonderful brie over here. It should be chovev to you. That's what's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah. But I think the Yerushalmi is more than that. The Yerushalmi doesn't say that. It says you have to give a din v'cheshbon on. I think the pshat in the Yerushalmi is otherwise. The pshat in the Yerushalmi is because every single, the whole brie is for us. What is the whole bria for? Kadosh Baruch Hu made the bria. Ha'oretz nosan livnei adam. Every single here in the bria is for us. For different things for us. For refuah, to keep us happy, to give us strength, to make us exciting, to make us normal. Everything in the bria is for us. So a person sees a new gishmak of fruit. No, don't want to eat that. Hashem says, I put that there for you. There's something for you. What? I was terech, made that for you. Eat it. They say Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to, like, when they had a spread on the table, they would take a little of every single thing. Mustafa means every fruit. I don't know if it means every, they're like jelly beans today. You have 100 different colors and types. Not shaykh. I don't know where the gvul is. But Mustafa means the fruits what Hashem made, not the every nash or every Mustafa. Maybe some people are machmir on that also, but no, Rabbi said, but that's the Indian. That's the Indian that a person has to walk out and say, Rabbi said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this for me and the trees, and you walk out. It's a different world. It's a different world when a person goes out with that perspective, and that's this nekuda that a person has to be in this Oyer and Tu Bishvat. Reminds everyone of the story with Shamshon Rafal, that he went to see the Alps. Which Alps was in Switzerland or France? He went to see, because he said, Lacham Eiv Esrim. I used to hear this story from Rabbi Wein all the time. Rabbi Wein, Lacham Eiv Esrim, he's going to come up to Shemayim, and the Eibush is going to say, Shimshin, did you see my Alps? The Alps? What Alps? You didn't see my Alps? That sounds more Mishnah Berurah, Laharis Shechaviva. I made these beautiful Alps. You didn't see my Alps? Abacha once, I was told over the story, I don't tell it over often anymore, because Abacha once came years ago, a week late this man. And he said, Rebbe had a cheap ticket to Switzerland on the way, and he once said over the story from Shamshon Rafal, figured. So I said to him, I said, I don't think you have to worry about it. I think there's another question you have to worry about. Did you see my Bava Kama? I think that comes before. That comes before the Shail of the Alps. But do it such a zach. Do it such a zach. There's a pasuk in the Shira. When Klal Yisrael starts saying the Shira, V'oz Yoshi and Moshe v'nei Yisrael, the pasuk says, Zeh keli v'yanvehu, Elokei Ovi Varoy Mimenu. So the, it's interesting pasuk over here. This is the Zeh. The Zeh, the Ros HaShivcha Shebayam, the Gilui that was so clear to them was Zeh. They were able to point to Zeh Keli, but it was a Bechina from Anvehu, which simply means it's to glorify, the beauty, to make nice. The Esno'eh, the Gemara, to make nice. Ve'anvehu. And a Bechina from Aroy Memenu, to be Meroymeh. But the first it says, by Vanveyu, it says Keli. Ze Keli, my Ebishta Vanveyu, Velike Ovi, Va'aroy Mimenu. By the Aroy Mimenu, it says, Elike Ovi, and I'll be Meroy Mim. So I think the pshat's like this. That Betzim, there's two Bechinas that a person has in Avodas Hashem that you have to have. There's a Bechina of Anveyu, and there's a Bechina of Aroy Mimenu. Some may call it two different shitas in Avodas Hashem, but the emphasis is they're both necessary. Vanveyu is when a person has his Avoda and he feels the Geshmak in Avodas Hashem. It's beautiful. When can a person look at something, mitzvahs, Torah, and say, wow, this is beautiful? If he connects to it, if he feels a sipuk from it, and he's enjoying it, then it's va'anveyu. A person has that. Va'anveyu. Wow. Rabbi said, but there's another, that's one bechina. That's a bechina of Avodas Hashem. There's another bechina, which is aroy memenu, which is merumum. Manoira and aroy mein, that we're not massing the anveyu over there. But, too bad. There's a bechina where you may not understand it and you may not connect it to it, but if this is what the Ratzon Hashem is, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. That's Aroy Meim. It's more than me. It's godless. And the emes is, in a person's Avodas Hashem, he must have both. To have only, I'm talking more for us, to have only an Aroy Memenu without ever feeling a Anveyu, it doesn't always have the same kiyum. Person doesn't feel connected, he doesn't feel a sipuk, he doesn't feel the geshmak, doesn't feel the simcha shel Torah. You have to have an Anveyu. But Anveyu is moiridik. But there's going to be lamashal, there's going to be certain times, you wake up one day, today is not of Anveyu day, just not. Maybe I woke up late, maybe this happened, maybe that's not Anveyu day. Okay, so I'm not connected today. So what's the day? Take off 2 days. No. Then you have to switch on the Aroy Memenu switch. We know this is what we're supposed to do. There's in Yoni Emunah, for instance, give an example. Sometimes there's different shitas. Should a person do Drisha v'chakira to reach Emunah on his own? Should go to all the courses and classes in different places, Liminehem, Torah min Hashamayim, and be convinced. I once did it when I was a bocher. I was a young bocher. I went to the classes. It was like 3 or 4 hours condensed to prove Torah min Hashamayim. To prove I fell asleep. That was deep. It was boring, the daylight's out of me. I'd rather be learning a piece of Gemara than someone being Mechiach. The other people sitting there, riveted, fascinated. Maybe I should have remembered it. I don't know. So I was like just totally bored. Because I didn't need it. I don't need that to get connected. Everyone has to have what they need to be connected to Torah. Tell me a good word. But there's another bechina of Aroy Memenu. The Stipler writes in the Hagdoma to Chai Oilam, he says, when people have shailas and emuna, it's a Mori Dikazach. He says, people have shailas and emuna, shailas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you think you're the first person to have this shaila? No. The Maral had this shaila, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, the Rishonim, Rabbi Kivege, the Ramban, you think they had a Mahalach? I'm Rabbi Stama. So what are you worried about? We're standing on the feet. How could you? He said, You're learning a Shvera Sugya, and you get stuck on a Taitzva. So what do? You tear it out? No. Enlighten the problem. Shvera Taitzva. Me'at Hashem, I'll be able to understand it. I'm worried the Kakasha. But you know the Taitzva is a Taitzva. So sometimes a person has serious kashas on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Taviyochel. Why do you do this to me? Why do you do it to him? It doesn't make sense. What's that? Besaidah. And therefore, we tear it out. If that's my excuse for going off the derech, not doing away. Why do you expect a taisvus you can't understand, right? And the Eibishter a little bit earlier. That we have to understand all the. I think there's a. Bishua Kutna, Bishua Siankiv. And he got it when he became a Rav. I forgot which city it was. So he said his first Joshua. There's that Joshua, like Bishua Siankiv. And after Joshua will finish, so someone that wanted a chepa with him, they were asking him kashas. And someone came to him and says, could the Rav prove that there's an Eibishter? This is a Shia. Prove to us there's an Eibishter. I said, what's the Shaila? He said, bring me a Rambam. Bring a Rambam. He opens up a Rambam, Yisoidi HaTorah, and the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah leida, sheyesh mamtzi. He says, the Rambam says there's an Eibishter. He says, the Ravid is choylik? No. Kesav Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah. He says, if you think there would be a Sofik Sheba Sofik, everyone, the Ravid agrees, the Lecha Mishnah, the Kesav Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, everyone on the page, what's... It's a powerful joke Rabbi Say, but it's good. Rabbi Say, that's a bechin of Arayim Menu. That's a bechin of Arayim Menu. Yeah, it is a zoy. So that's the shinui Rabbi Say. By Va'anveyu it says Keli. It's my Eibishter, because the Anveyu has to be your Avoida. Everyone has their way. You can't go to Shabbos and say, tell me what to do to make Shabbos nice. You have to figure it out. How do you make a geshmak a Shabbos suda? How do you make your sedorim geshmak? You have to figure it out. Everyone has that's vianveyu. That's your avoider. You make it geshmak. Vianveyu, you have to make it what's nice for you. But the aroy memenu is not that way. Aroy memenu is not kifi moi hasogus, because oy vavoy. Aroy memenu, you have to go back doiris. My Zayda, my father, my elder Zayda. It's not my God. This is my father's, my Eibishter. That's my Roy Memenu. And yeah, that I'm not going to... But those are the two bechinas. And when Klal Yisrael went through Kriyas Yamsuf, the Targum over here, but I said the Targum brings down on Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. Targum Unkel is also, he says, Di aliko ve'evno lo mikdisho. Va'anvehu is miloshen beis ha-mikdosh. Noe, nevei. Klal Yisrael was makabel. How does the beis ha-mikdosh come into here in Kriyas Yam Suf? They'll build the beis ha-mikdosh. It means the beis ha-mikdosh that's going to be built years later, So I saw like this. I was going to tell the two pshatim here. In the Chofetz Chaim, in the Sefer Choymes Hadas, Perek Shmini, he brings this Targum Onkel, and he says, Kosma Torah Zakeli V'anveyu Tirgumoy Evna Le'mikdisho Ubir Advorim. It doesn't mean the Beis HaMikdash in Olam Hazeh. It says the Chofetz Chaim. He has Mekoris for this. He says, Kol Echod Ve'echod that's learning Torah is building a bayis katan in Shamayim, a beis hamikdash in Shamayim. You're building, and that's going to be your mokah, the real mokah mashchina, where you're going to go. Klal Yisrael came to this madrega that they wanted the shechina so badly, zekeli, with a chavivus, that they said, I'm going to make myself a nice mokah in Shamayim, where I will be with the shechina l'oilam void. It means an oilam habo. And he says, this binyan is not built from Eitzim and Avodim, it's Ma'or HaTorah She'odom Lomeid. And he brings Mekoris for this. And as a Mori D'Gazach, he says, how much would a person spend? Someone's telling him, Choshev HaMelech is going to come and stay at his house. But you have to fix it up a little bit. Fix up your house a little bit. You spend a lot. Trump. Maybe it's not a good example. Let's go for it. Someone's going to come and stay in your house. An Adam Godel is going to... A few Rosh Yeshiva stay in your house. But you have to... So, says the Chofetz Chaim, he would spend alofim for the melech to come stay in his house. And because if it's not a nice house, he's not going to stay there. He says, you're building a house in Shemayim. Tzorech Adam Leida, Shema'or HaTorah, Sheloimed, Bo'olam Hazeh, Nivra Lamala, Heichal Kodosh, V'Kodosh. But it has to be Sholem. And he says like this, just like when you build a house, it has to be Sholem. When you learn a Masechta and you leave out a Mishnah, and you're not mashlim it, he says, there's a hole in the house. This is scary. He says, in Mashma, you learn a parak, you learn a mission, people are going back to learn it. Does that mean also in a Masechta, we leave out Taisvasim? You're learning a blat and you leave it at Taisvasim, there's also going to be something that. But I call upon him, Shamshin Rafal Hirsch over here on the Chumash says, Van Vehu is, I will make myself a Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't mean a Beis HaMikdash Lamata, doesn't mean a Beis HaMikdash. He says, Van Vehu in the Targum means Mikdash. But the person wanted to be mechaber to the Shechina, such a chavivas, I want to make myself a kli that the Shechina could be shoyrin. I will make myself a Beis HaMikdash to be mekabel the Shechina. That was the madrig of Klal Yisrael. And even though, Rabbi Yisrael, what's interesting to me, even though you go through the next few parashiyos, and Klal Yisrael is back and forth. I mean, doesn't seem like they made themselves a Beis HaMikdash so quickly. Complaining about food, water, and many other things for many years. But the Sfasema says, and the Ogad Aliyo is Mayrich about it in Parashas B'Shalach, he says, Darko Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings a moshel from, the Magid Mimezrich. He says, when a person is walking outside in the dark, and all of a sudden there's a bright light, and he sees a beautiful, beautiful building, and it was lightning, and now it's not. But when he saw that, he got a cheshek, I want to get there and go there. Now it's dark, he's still going on and on. But he has it in his head, he developed that cheshek. Says the Or Gedal Yo, and the Shorish is in the Sfas Emes. The Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Yitzias Mitzrayim brought them up to Madregas. They had a tremendous or the Zekeli, and that's what we wanted. Afterward, 2 weeks later, you wake up and look, where is it? Because it wasn't Madregas that we worked on. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person that blick of lightning that he should have a cheshek to get there, and then you work on it. It says the Ogad Aliyo, that's a person's avoida yoim yoim. Sometimes the beginning of this man, you think back, wow, I had such... Hasogas at the beginning of this man, or different times, and now, what happened? It wasn't real. I went down. No, it says the Ogadol. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu does it. Moshcheni acharecha v'narutza. Kadosh Baruch Hu is moishich, pulls the bait, puts you in the right way. But then, you have to reach it on your own. It's all siyua. It's all siyuas. There's different blicks of aura. But I want to just be mesayim. There's going to be mesayim right now. It's with one medrash that I say over. It's important. It's important, and I'll be messiah with this. The Medrash in Parsash B'Shalach that's darshaning the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kufov, Vayimoru al Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael rebelled on the Yamsuf, Milosh and Merida, twice. It says Elosh and Rabbim. Once when they went, before they went in, till Nachshon jumped in, they didn't want to go in. There was a second Vayimoru. Where's the second one? So says the Medrash. Rabbi said, if you wouldn't hear it, you wouldn't believe it. Says the Medrash, they were walking l'toy chayam. V'hoya oimer Reuven l'Shimon. No, I don't know if it means Reuven. Reuven wasn't alive. Reuven and Shimon weren't alive. Some it means Reuven v'Shimon from Yevamos. Mace Reuven v'nofla l'fnei Shimon. It says Omar Reuven l'Shimon. B'Mitzrayim tit. Ubayam tit. B'Mitzrayim choymer לבנים, בים, חוימר, מים רב, זה ואימור על ים סוף. Reuven turns to Shimon, they're walking through the Yam Suf. Everyone's busy with the Zekeli. Reuven says, it's mud. My shoes are getting muddy. My new alligator shoes that I got from Ahmad in Mitzrayim are getting muddy. He says, listen, Hashem said we're going out of Mitzrayim, Agula. There was mud in Mitzrayim, there's mud here. This Choymer Levenim, I'm stepping on rocks, it's uncomfortable. What is this? I was doing that in Mitzrayim, I'm doing that. You see the difference? Oh, my Reuven l'Shimon. This is the middle of Kriyas Yam Suf, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest nes and the Shini Ateva that happened. Everyone's busy with the Zekeli, seeing Yeshir of Avneo, Beis Hamikdash, Al's Ding. There was Nisim right and left that Chazal say by Kriyas Yam Suf. There were 12 walls of water. There were Paris and fountains of Mayim Chaim coming out of the walls. Reuven l'Shimon saying, do you see anything here? This mud, shoes getting dirty? What's? Chazal are telling us, but I say, there's a certain midah of roigin, which is to complain, which is complaining, to find the negative in things and to complain. Sometimes if a person is busy complaining, you have to sit back and think, is there really something off over here? Is there something wrong or it's just me? Sometimes there's things to complain about. The deer is not good. The food's not good. And this, and you get into a picture of, you have to sit back a second. Is it really that? Or that's just, was the mud there not as a shayla? It's different shittas. Was the mud or was only for them? But we'll go with that. It wasn't marble. It was a little bit muddy. There were rocks. But in the middle of Kriyas Yam Suf, that you should be on top of the world. You should be the happiest person in the world. Reaching tremendous madrigas and you're busy complaining. Person has to realize that not to go through life missing all the big opportunities to be sameach, to be happy, and to steig and to grow busy with small little things of the Omar Reuven l'Shimon, tit b'Mitzrayim and tit b'Yam. Tint in the base medrash. The elevator is broken today. Everybody say, I'm a shtatif with you on that. When the elevator is broken, or it's not broken, or they're using it. I don't know what they do on -2 and -1 for so long. I'm telling the emes. There's something going on down there that I don't know. The elevator goes up and down. When it's full, it goes up and down. When it gets to -1 and -2, there's like, what are they doing there? I have a feeling that the Israeli army is throwing missiles down under there, because what else is it staying there? For 10, 20 minutes it stays down. But, okay, so we took the steps one day. Everybody says, so there's little tiny things in... A person has to just not let it take away from the great Zachar. Everybody says, I wish you have a good Shabbos. Thank you.